You are now listening to the Willing Brown Vicinity NAACP podcast. Stay in the fight.
I am William Weston, Vice President of the branch, and I'm here with
Samantha Whitfield, President of the branch.
It's so good to be back and be able to record.
Yeah, it's trying times right now, and you know, it's been a while since we've put out an episode, but in the times that we are, these unprecedented times with global pandemic and an uprising in Minneapolis, there's civil unrest and instances of anti-black racism and police brutality, I think it's past time for us to stay in the fight and proclaim that we are done dying.
We are done dying. And that is the NAACP's national campaign. We do not have the full right to live in this country, but we can change this. And it's about us taking agency and making sure that we are done dying.
Yes.
And we got to this point because just way too many injustices have been perpetrated against us. It reminds me of a quote from a Yasin Bey song, Mathematics, which is, "Why did one straw break the camel's back? Here's the secret, the million other straws underneath it." So we're just at a point, a crucial moment in time, where people just aren't going to take anymore.
Being in this fight and staying in this fight is taxing and trying on, you know, mentally. It's a constant stream of trauma. Day in, day out, you see another black body brutally murdered or treated unfairly, unjustly, and nothing is done about it.
Yeah, and it appears that there's little outreach from our white allies.
Yes. And, you know, it's time for that to change. And it's time for that to change.
And not only the fact that things are perpetrated against us, but also the lack of repercussions. You know, I can go back to 2012 with the killing of Trayvon Martin and the lack of a conviction for George Zimmerman. So we have all these incidents of brutality committed unjustly. And then on top of that, the lack of prosecution, the lack of consequences, and the lack of repercussions against those that committed. And there is an anger, but at this point, that anger is righteous indignation. It's an affront to any sense of justice. And we need to be in a place where we can feel safe and not have the added pressure of just being black. You know, just living while black is enough to get you killed at this point.
Right. And I mean, so as the world faces unprecedented times and new realities during this global pandemic, the incidences of hate and domestic terrorism are perpetuated, leading to routine brutalization of African Americans. The health and safety of our people are at an unparalleled risk. Senseless hate crimes and incidences of COVID-19 cases and deaths spreading around the black community display the continuance of systematic racism and privilege granted to white people in America. Our communities are experiencing the worst outcomes on all fronts. From every location reporting data in the nation, African Americans are being harmed, both in infections and fatalities due to COVID-19 and not, in higher percentages than any other race. The NAACP is focused on highlighting the disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on the black community and amplifying the constant mistreatment of our communities long before there was a pandemic. Now, right now, today, we are proclaiming we are done dying. We are done dying from anti-black racism and false accusations. We are done dying from police brutality and excessive use of force. And we are done dying from COVID-19.
And that's a message from the NAACP national leadership, where we want everyone to be part of this campaign, the We Are Done Dying campaign.
Yeah, and at this time, I mean, typically, there's a lot of travel in the NAACP with supporting local leadership. But right now, because of social distancing rules and stay-at-home orders, local leadership are handling this national crisis where they are.
True. NAACP President Derek Johnson stated on the May 28th all-unit call that we don't have to have leadership parachute in when these incidents occur.
Yeah. You have to activate the people where you are to get and see the results that you want to see.
Yes. And President Johnson also made a statement about what branches can do during these times.
As director for local units, please take a look and determine who is your local district attorney. That will determine whether or not police officers will be accountable in terms of how they're policing in our community. And if you know of incidents in your community as it relates to policing, as an organization, it is important that you raise those concerns with the governing authority before a bad incident takes place. It's better for us to raise the concerns now than wait till the bad thing happens and then we have to protest.
So branches should get to know the prosecutors in their jurisdiction, the police departments in their jurisdiction, and in certain cases, when applicable, to create civil review boards before an incident occurs.
Yes.
And just to segue into our next topic, these incidents have been happening for decades. I remember my Uncle Marty, who lived in Philly, used to talk about being chased by the cops in Beat. And I'm sure many people can relate to that story or know somebody who went through something similar. It's because of technology that you could that these incidents can be documented. Not only we have the technology of our phones, which have cameras on them, but also the platforms of social media, which allows these videos and stories to be spread to large audiences. Before, when these things happened, you know, somebody would have a story, it would have to be word of mouth. And not only that, people who would want to rebuttal the story could just say you were resisting arrest or not complying. But it's unfortunate that it took us having technology for proof for people to believe that these things have been happening to this degree.
And in addition to that, we also not only have to provide that proof, but we need to elevate our own voices because they do not get the media attention that it deserves. Ahmaud Arbery, in that case in Georgia, would not have been prosecuted or handled the way it was if there was not national support for the call of the arrest of those individuals, those men who murdered him in cold blood.
Yes.
There would not have been, because there wasn't any action for months. That situation happened in February, and it took until May for something to be done. So we have to use the platforms, the tools, the technology that we have to elevate our own voices. And even when it is publicized in media, the work of the NAACP and the impact that NAACP is having in some of these situations is not publicized. But the NAACP is the largest, the oldest, the boldest civil rights organization in the nation. And, you know, it's often overlooked, and the work that we do is not highlighted in bringing justice in many of these cases.
And you can see that when people ask, what has the NAACP done? What are they doing? And an example of what we are doing is NAACP Minneapolis branch president Leslie Redman, who already has been putting in work. And she spoke at a press conference, and we have a clip of that.
And I got a word to President Trump, and I want to make sure y'all get this word to him. I think that it's crazy that we're in the middle of a global pandemic, COVID-19, and you haven't sent a mask or any resources to the black people in Minnesota. But you were quick to send your troops to kill us? Mm. We already been saying it's open season all over the nation. And you just opened it up even more. You were crying, liberate Minnesota, when it came to economics, property, and money.
Yeah. Come on, Leslie. Talk.
When are you going to tell them to liberate black people in America?
That's right.
Come on.
Anyone who believes in humanity, we are asking for you to stand up. This is not just a black people issue. This is a human rights issue. And we are pleading with you. Young people, we are standing with you. We want you to know that there's multiple ways to get your point across. And we are here to help you. You have a village that will help you strategize. I know that you are operating out of pain, and since no one else will talk to you, they just keep talking at you and keep referring to you, but I haven't seen one of them on the ground trying to de-escalate any situation. I've been getting tear gas with you, and I haven't thrown a rock yet. At some point, it's called defense.
That's right.
And so again, I will say, Black Minnesota is done dying. In white Minnesota, you are done hiding. Your white Wakanda has been discovered, and it's time for Black people, humanity, to be recognized.
That's right.
Powerful words. And something else she stated was that we're not witnessing looting, but we're witnessing uprising. And there had been previous incidents by Minneapolis Police Department that the NAACP acted upon, but these things aren't publicized so people don't know. But what the NAACP wants you to know is that we are done dying. And part of that is holding people accountable.
Well, withholding people accountable, we call and demand action, especially in the four most recent cases of police brutality, the killing of unarmed Black people, and anti-Black racism. So in Georgia, with the Ahmaud Arbery case, we are calling for the resignation of the DA and the chief of police who failed to take action on this case for months while Ahmaud Arbery's murderers were still out and living their lives freely and happily after they murdered an innocent unarmed Black man. In Louisville, Breonna Taylor, who was asleep in her apartment and police busted in with a no-knock warrant and killed her in her own house unarmed. They have been charged, but we are calling for the creation of a civilian police review board to ensure that justice is served. In Minneapolis, most recently with George Floyd, we call for the DA to prosecute the officers to the fullest extent of the law. Currently, the one officer who, you know, had his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck is only charged with third degree murder and manslaughter. That should be a first degree murder charge. That was first degree murder. And in New York, lastly, Christian Cooper. And luckily, it did not end in a fatality. That woman who called the police and acted in a way and acted as she was threatened by this man, knowing full well that her call to the police could have cost this man his life. She needs to be arrested and charged with a racial hate crime. These instances are not new. These instances are not only happening now. These are just the four most recent in a long stream of anti-Black cases, police brutality, and injustice in America. And it has to stop. It has to stop. We are done dying.
We are done dying. This delay of justice has been very painful, and it's been painful for a very long time.
But that delay of justice is intentional. It's intentional because I feel like the hope is that you will see it on your timeline and acknowledge it as another Black body slain and move on, because it happens so often.
Yeah, I do think it's intentional, but my thoughts are there's a group of people that do not value Black lives and they have no interest in pursuing justice. And it's their status quo, so it's on us to put the power in. We are done dying. We have to do it. And these last incidents have sparked something.
And there is a conscious and concerted effort to suppress the movement, to suppress the work that is being done to change the system. They don't want you, and I say they as the proverbial they.
Yeah.
They don't want you to see that work. They don't want the oldest and boldest civil rights organization to get too much attention for the work that is being done on the ground and in these areas by local branches and residents of these these areas that are saying, we have had enough, we are done dying, and we are going to stand up to the machine. They don't want us to be organized to address this long-standing racism in this that this country was built on, and they definitely don't want you to join the movement because there is strength in numbers. And when we get together, they know that they will not be able to deny us the right to humanity, the right to life, and the right to be black in America. But with that being said, I think the sentiment remains that we are sick and tired of being sick and tired, as Fannie Lou Hamer has said, and we will not stop fighting because we know that when we fight, we win. It has been proven throughout history that when we fight, we win. And as NAACP Chairman of the Board Leon Russell says, don't agonize, organize. If you tired of seeing these videos, if you tired of seeing black bodies slain across your timeline, don't agonize, organize. The NAACP Minneapolis Branch President Leslie Redman, who is on the front lines of the George Floyd case in Minnesota, says, don't complain, activate. Now is the time to activate. Now is the time to do something if you just can't take it anymore. And I know I can't take it anymore. And NAACP has a place, and we have stuff to do. We have work to get done. And the workers are few. So we definitely could use you and your talents and your strengths and your time to dedicate to this movement.
Educate yourself about the issues. And if you're not involved, get involved. If you're on the sideline, get in the game and make an impact.
And one of the ways to get active is to, as Will said, is to educate yourself on the issues. NAACP, especially during the time of this pandemic, has been making a concerted effort to bring light and to shed light on the many issues that are facing our community and the African American community when it comes to health, economics, and the social impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and other issues that have been highlighted by this pandemic. They have been producing hour-long conversations in the Unmasked Virtual Town Hall series that you can listen to at NAACP.org, and you can find more information and listen to those conversations there. Also, you can volunteer with the NAACP on civic engagement efforts. There is an unprecedented challenge against us. That challenge is connecting with folks who don't understand the magnitude of the systemic racism that we are facing. This is not just the issues that you're seeing in the instances of brutality that we are seeing in the media. These things are ingrained and built into our systems of governance, into our systems, and rigged against the black and brown community to be successful. And we need volunteers like you to join the movement. Join the movement in becoming a member. You can go to NAACP.org/membership and join your local branch, or you can volunteer to be a civic engagement volunteer. Make some calls. We have a virtual phone banking effort going on to make calls, reminding folks to vote, reminding folks to fill out their census, which are two major cornerstones of American democracy and our society. And to do that, you can go to NAACP.org/engage to fill out the civic engagement volunteer form there. And lastly, let your voice be heard. Do not be silent at this time. This is not a time that calls for silence. This calls for us to raise our voices together, to raise our voices in a concerted effort and proclaim that we are done dying. Register to vote in your primary and general elections to ensure that the people who are put in those seats to represent you actually represent you and your interests. They value and care about your life and are willing to fight and speak up and represent and elevate your concerns on a higher level. Complete the census. Let you and your family and your neighbors and your friends and your cousins and everyone you know be counted so that you can get the proper support and our communities can get the proper, just due, federally mandated support that we are due. It has been too long that we live in what they call hard to count communities because we don't fill out the census. Many of our communities are reporting 50 and 65% completion rates to the census. And how are we supposed to provide 100% of services with 65% of the funds? The math doesn't add up. Fill out your census. Tell your friends, your family, anybody you know to fill out the census so that they are counted, so that we can be properly equipped to handle the issues and the challenges that our community face. And last but not least, speak up. Let your voice be heard. Participate in the judicial process. Because as we see these instances of anti-Black racism and police brutality, they inevitably come to a trial. And too often, our Black and brown sisters and brothers are not participating in those trials. How do we expect to have fair trials and get convictions with a jury of our peers if our peers are not able or not willing to participate in that process?
Exactly. If we want fair trials, we have to serve on juries. And I understand. I used to not understand that and dread being called to jury duty. Also,
you said something you said before, like let your voice be heard. I think that also counts for our allies. You know, if you're not a person of color, it's for you to speak up, especially.
Like, absolutely.
You know,
you
need to speak up also if we want to have freedom and justice truly to reign in this time period. The racism is systemic in this country. So it's baked into our culture. And oftentimes that some people don't even see it. They live their life.
Right.
They live their life. They're racist. They don't realize it. And they just think that's how life is. They're going through life with racist colored glasses. And that's how they see the world.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if your glasses are off and you see that there is something called white privilege, there is an unfairness that permeates our land, you have to speak up. You have to you know, if you're an ally, you have to turn around to those people that you know and say, hey, there is a problem and we are part of that problem.
Right. We are done dying. Thank you for joining on to the Willingboro and Vicinity NAACP podcast, Stay in the Fight. We appreciate your time, and we hope to see you out there on the battlefield.